Hey, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Tes in Baba Basra. From the fourth line, Hanu Tavchi takes up the word right. There were two butchers, Davdin Yonah Bahadi Adari. There were two butchers in the town and made a deal with one another. They had a deal like on Sunday, you do the shechita and you do the meat, you know, on Monday I'll do it. In order for them not to go, stuff go to waste, and there wasn't enough business for both of them full time. So each one, let's say, had alternate days. But they made a deal that if you shecht on my day, then your hide will be destroyed. You lose your hide. In other words, it was to keep people honest, come on, David, they'll tear up his hide. So, of course, inevitably what happened, one guy went against the deal and he shechted on the wrong day that it wasn't his. Karl Mashke, so the other guy tore up his hide and he penalized him. Rava made him pay. The guy who tore up the hide, even though it was against the even though he was going according to the agreement, he made him pay. Possibly we learned before that people are allowed to make rules. The people in the town can make rules, price controls, wage controls, make deals, and to penalize people for going against those rules. Lo hadarle. Lo hadarle Rava. Rava didn't answer him. He didn't answer him. Amra papa shap Rava the lo hadarle. It's a good that he didn't answer him. He didn't answer him at all. This that we say that you're allowed to make rules and penalize according to the rules where there's no rabbi in town. When there was a formidable chashim, a prominent man in town, like Rava, lavkol kamina demesa. You can't make your own deals when there's a person on. In other words, if you make you can make a deal, but to punish, you have to go to the rabbi. It's improper to start for people to punish one another without going to the proper authority.
Is this because it was a community thing, or they made a contract?
They made a contract between the two of them, but still, the penalizing should only be done by their rug.
The fact that it affected the Tzibur?
Well, it did affect the Tzibur also. Yeah, it's a rule that they can make in town to keep the commerce going, right? In order to be fair, in order to make things equal, they made a rule that, you know, like you get a like a license, you know, you can't just drive, make your own taxi. You got to get a license to keep things honest, to keep things fair.
Now, two guys, they could have made their own deal if it had nothing to do with the Tzibur.
Right. But it had something to do with the Tzibur over here because probably it was done in a way that, you know, that everybody agreed to this. In other words, the people who gave out the licensing, the Shochtim licensing, made this rule. Talk about Ein Machash Mitztaka, Ein Gabay Tztaka. You don't make a chish with people who collected stock and then give it out. You don't start asking them for a full accounting. Now, this is different than maybe today when there's records, etc. You know, people right. Records. But the people who give the Gabay Tztaka, they do it based on trust. You don't have to go after them and say, well, you know, can you give us a full reckoning of each and everything? Gabay Tztaka below Behegdish and Gizbar. And also with Hegdish, you don't make a, you don't force them to give a cheshbon of the how they spent the money of Hegdish. And it's when they had to hire workers in the base of Mikdash, etc. Rapishin Rayaldav, even though there's no proof, Zechel Dabur, we have a remembrance or a hint at it. Shnemar, Pleyuchashvas and Ashmeshit Nosakes Val Yodam, and the people who gave the money was given through them, meaning the Gaboy Hegdish, they were not made to give an accounting. You don't have to give an accounting how they gave out the money to each of the workers, because they did it based on trust. You trusted them. Amr of Lazar. Afalpi, in other words, unless you made that up originally. Today, if you have a gabay tztaka in a shul and you want to know where all the money for the Karen Achesa go, they probably have a reckoning because that's the understanding that they have. But basically, gabay tztaka, who are usually unpaid, and you gave them in trust, you can't force them to give a cheshbon. Even though you have a trusted accountant in your house who takes care of your funds, you'd serve him to tie it up and give it to him. In other words, when you give him money for the household expenses, it's a good idea to wrap it up and count it before you do it, even though you trust him. You have a trust. Now, it's a good thing, Shneamar, by Yetzurim, that they wrapped up the money and they counted it out. In other words, they made a cheshbon before. It's a good idea to do that. Now we get to the concept of, continuing with the concept of tztaka. Bodkin Mazonos Fein Bodkin Leksus. So Rav Huna says something we don't pass, like we're going to pass the reverse in a minute. Then when a person comes and says he's hungry, you got to check him out. You don't have to give him food right away. If you want, you could check it out and see if he really needs the food. But not for clothing. If he comes in ragged clothing or he's naked, you don't check for that. you just give them cloth. Ibai same occurred by some of both of these can be explained either by a pasuk or by logic. Ibai same asfara, haikum avazav haikum avazav. In the case of the clothing, he's embarrassing himself by walking around naked or in rags. So here he's embarrassing himself. He's probably telling the truth, and therefore you have to be clothed. Ibai same makra. Pasuk says hello. We're going to have this pasuk several times. Hello, pros l'rav achmecha. You should break bread to the hungry. Break bread to the hungry. Bishin, it says it with a shin as if it's ksiv parosh, as it means to explain it. Meaning, if a guy says he's hungry, first look into it, first investigate. Vahar havle, parosh, first explain it, figure it out, and then give. In other words, a person says he's hungry, you're entitled to check it out and see if he's not faking. Now, it's hard to say that he's faking if he comes with a blackened face and he looks emaciated, but maybe he's just playing a game here. But that's what he says. First, you check it out, but not for clothing. The pasuk goes on there. If you say if you see a person who's naked, cover him up. Kisira lalta. As soon as you see him, cover him up. So when it comes to a naked person, you say you cover him right away. When it says to giving out food, it says parosh, which is with a shin, as if to say, explain it first. That's how Rav Huna learns. However, we paskin not like that. We paskin the opposite from Rav Yehuda, the next line. Rav Yehuda, Rav Bokhan, says, thank God, it's just the opposite. When a guy says he needs clothing, you can check him out first. He says he needs $1,000 for a wardrobe, check it out. Even if he comes in rags, maybe he's playing a game. But when a guy says he's hungry, you give him food immediately. Ain't Bodkin Limzonas. Eboy same as far, based on Makar. Again, maybe it's as far, maybe it's logic, maybe it's possible. Eboy same as far. Hi, come okay. It's as far. The guy's hungry, he's in pain. Person has hunger pains. You give the person's in sorrow, you don't wait to make an investigation. You give him the food that he needs. Right? In the case where he's in ragged clothes, he's not hungry, he might be embarrassed a little bit, might be a game, but he's not in pain. Eboy same as far, say a possible. Hallo pros l'rav chachmecha, right? The pasuk says pros l'alta. Pros means, again, the pasuk says it with a shin, but we read it pros. Many times a shin and a sin are interchangeable. Pros means break bread, cut the bread, give the bread. Pros means cut it right now. Guy says he's hungry, give him a piece of bread. Uda karina, like we read it, not like it's spelled with a shin, but we read it with a samach. V'hosum ksiv, when it comes to a naked person, a person who needs clothes, ksiv, Kisira Aram Bikisiso. We see Kshiralacha, like as if Kitiroe, when it'll appear to you, when you know that he's naked. In other words, when you know that he doesn't have any clothes, then you cover him up, then you give him clothes, meaning after you've investigated it. And we pass him like this second shita. So when a person comes to your door and says, you know, I need money, whatever you give him 5 shekels, not enough. Can you give more? They always say, can you give more? So you're entitled to debate it or not to give him. That's up to you. You can check it out first if you want. Or if you think he's faking, but if he says he's hungry, you got to give him some food. Tanik was a rebuta price like rebuta amar kesuni. If a guy says, cover me up, give me clothing, both can achar, if you check him out, parnasuni, give me to eat, ain't both, and you don't check him. Tanan hosu bilon, because ain't both, and lani over, makam, mi kikar, papudyan, mi abrasan, sela. When 4 saw of food, 4 saw is the equivalent of 24 kavim, because there's 6 kav in a saw, which is the equivalent of 48, half kavim. And a pundion is a 48th of a 48th of a sella. So it's a 48th for 48th, but the guy who makes it, the baker, makes double. He raised it by double for his work. So it comes out that you get a pundion for what's called a kikar, a loaf, which is made from a quarter of a kav. That's what he says. That's the amount that you give a poor person. Poor person's going from town to town, has no food. That's what you give him each day. You give him a loaf of bread, which is made from that amount. Okay? Law, and if he stays overnight, nosim lo parnasas lina. If he has to stay overnight, you got to give him lodging. You got to give him enough to pay for lodging. My parnasas lina, omra papa, pour your besadya. You got to give him a bed and a pillow. That's what you have for poor since poor. Shabbos, if he stays for Shabbos, nosim lo muslim shalashos. You give him the muslim of 3 sudas. Pashup shot is some say it means you give him on Shabbos in the afternoon and shalashos and then one for the road. That toslins, but the pasuk says you give him 3 meals. Shavas toslim mazon shavas sudas. Tana imayim achsol pesachim. Let's say though he wasn't running around begging. It's one thing when the poor come to the gabbai tzedakah and says, you know, help me out. I need food. That's what you have to give him. You have to give him food and lodging. But let's say he was already going door to door, like many are wont to do, right? They already go to door to door. Ain skokin lo. Then you don't have to attend to him. In other words, because he's getting his own. You don't have to go. The gabbai tzedakah. He's making a living, right? I warned you, there was a story, there was a story with a poor person who was going door to door. Rapapa did not give him from the kupat staka. Rapapa was the guy, but it's like he didn't give him the kupat staka. Right? And as the kupat, some say that the Tosas Mashma that he gave him his own, whatever, but he didn't give him from the kupat staka. So I was like, Amalei Rav Sama Braid Rav Hivel Rapapa E Marlo Mazdaka, if you don't give him money, in Inishachrina Lom, like nobody's going to give him anything if you don't give him. So people say that he's not Ra'ui, he's not a worthy pauper, and nobody's going to give him. Liam, should he die? Right? Amalei, so he told him, Batanya Moyana Machsob Sacham, and Skakalov. So Rapapa answered him, what do you mean? Learned if he goes door to door, you don't have to help him. You don't have to give him a lot. You don't have to give him the shir we said before, the loaf of bread, the bedding, etc. But you got to give him something. That was the standard amount. That was considered a decent amount of tzedakah. A person should always give at least a third of a shekel a year to the kupat tzedakah, to the poor people. Aleinu mitzvos. We set upon ourselves, in other words, we post upon ourselves the ol of mitzvos, to give it to the base of mitzvah. So, Marach, if you give it to the base of mitzvah, you got to give it for poor people whose lives may depend on it. So it says, there's about 10 different mitzvahs in the Torah, bris and Shabbos and Avodah Zarah and tzitzis and tefillin, that say, shkulet k'neged kol mitzvos. He says, this mitzvah of tzedakah is the equivalent of all the mitzvahs, shnei rabam deinu lo mitzvos. Mitzvah ain't. If it doesn't say mitzvah, like we talk about the mitzvah of tzedakah, but he says when we give it upon ourselves, we took it upon ourselves, the mitzvos does the gift tzedakah, so it's mashma that tzedakah is the equivalent of many mitzvos, ela mitzvos. Amar Rav Lazar, Gadol Ma'aseh Yosem Menos, we mentioned this yesterday, that a person who causes others to give to real tzedakah is greater than the person who does it. Shneimer, V'hoya Ma'aseh HaTzedakah Shalom Bavodas, in other words, Pasuk says in Yeshaya that the ma'aseh of tzedakah, it doesn't say tzedakah, it says the ma'aseh of tzedakah, meaning if making the tzedakah happen will bring you peace, and avodas tzedakah will give you, tranquility and surety forever. Zocha.
This is an interesting thing to me, because there are situations where, I'm sure you've encountered, where someone will come to you and ask you for tzedakah, for a certain cause. And my thought is, and you're talking about someone with substance, and my thought is you're collecting 5,000 shekel for it. Give it yourself.
Give it what?
Give it yourself.
He's also giving it.
No. But yeah. In other words, you want to be mezakami.
Oh, so they ask him mezakami.
You want to be mezakami on 5,000.
Yeah, but you
say,
no, but that's sometimes. Yeah, but that's sometimes the case. But sometimes it's also the case that a person says you should include everybody in it. No, you want to include everybody. A person could give it himself, but he wants to include everybody because everybody should have a share in the a chelik in the stucco. That's gadol ha'ma'asa. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about ha'ma'asa.
But I'm saying someone who's coming around and he's collecting.
A small amount. Yeah.
Give it yourself. What do you want from me?
Right.
You're
that could be.
Zakami.
Sometimes you have to look at each case individually.
I agree.
Yeah, each
I
case
agree.
Individually. So he says, Zacha. Now, so he's supposed to give tzedakah, right? He's supposed to cause other people to give tzedakah and give tzedakah. Zacha, lo pros le ramecha. If you're Zacha, meaning you give it willingly and you're Zacha because, you know, you're a good guy, then you're going to give a neim. In other words, it's in a way, it's a thing, it's a schus to give to the poor. In other words, when we give tzedakah, you hope that the poor get the money. You know, like why do they call it the tzedakah from Mayor Balaness? Because if any of the poor people really get the money, it's a miracle. Right? You know?
It'll be a
ness. It'll be a ness if any of the poor people really get this money. Right? But it's a shame, but that's how it is. You see how difficult it is. They say on Purim, you know, the special kupah that they're going to give a matanas levyonim. Is it really going to go to the levyonim to be so poor that he doesn't have any food?
The irony is that Mayor Balaness is really
Yeah, of course. But so many people call it. No, because it's called Mayor, that's because Mayor, the Tana, actually performed Nisim. Mm-hmm. But the Kupat Staka that he gifted him, that's called Mayor Balaness, you know. Let's hope it gets to the poor people.
It does.
So, Lo Pros Lo Rachmecha. Right? So he says, you know, so if you're Zocha, you're actually going to break bread for the poor. That's what. Lo Zocha. If you weren't Zocha, Vaniyim Rudim Tavi Bayis. What does that mean? That outcast aniyim you will bring into the house. Rashi learns outcast aniyim means the evil Romans. In other words, the tax collectors will come. If you give the tzedakah, as we will see later on also, that if you give if you have to give a certain amount of tzedakah. Tomorrow's Gemara is going to talk about that. That, you know, it's katsuv meirosh, how much money you're going to earn this year and how much money you're going to give out. So if you're smart and you're lucky, you'll give it to the poor people. If you're not smart and lucky, you're going to lose it, or you'll give it to the tax collectors. Amalu rava lebenei b'chusim tusminach. I beg of you, osu ba'dadi, be nice, be good to one another, or cause each one another give tzedakah keich lavisha v'chusham b'chusim. As if you give tzedakah to one another and help out one another, you'll have peace with the kingdom. In other words, the evil kingdom under whose dominion you live will not be that bad to you. Amalu lozav b'zanchu v'shkayim. When the basement was around, Adam Shalka Shuk, the person would give a shekel miskapro. You gave your shekel to the basement. This you were included in all the karbanos of the tzibur, and you got an atonement. Achshav shem beis mishkayim. Now there's no beis mikdash. In most in stockam, if you give tzedakah, that'll be a schusring milav. If not, born over the chavim that was raw, the goyim will come. Meaning again, the tax collectors will come. They'll take it forcibly. Even so, v'afal pikein national tzedakah, it's still tzedakah, because when you give it, it's like we said yesterday. If you give the government money, also eventually some of it filters down to the poor people. Shneimar v'noksechet tzedakah, the ones who oppress you would also be considered tzedakah. Not as great tzedakah as giving to a poor Jewish people, but still, it's considered stuck. Om Rav, I mil say shtoyli. The following thing was said to me by Ula Mishagesh Archasa De'ima. Now, this is the name here, Ula, is not Ula like the Rabbi Ula. This Ula means a child or a suckling, a young child. This was said to me by Ula, a young child, Mishagesh Archasa De'ima, who perverted the ways of his mother. Now, what are we speaking about over here? So, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, which of it was? But first, let's see the story. Ishmael Reb Lezer, because he said the name of Lezer. Myrachsev, it says, Vayelbesh Tztaka Kasirium. You will, and they will wear tztaka like armor. You know, like one of those guys. What do they wear? Those armor suits, you know, like
suit of mail.
A suit of mail, right, where, you know, it's in pieces, like levels. Lomucha Masirium said, just like this Shiryum does, just like this suit of, this coat of mail. Kol klipa v'klipa, every scale on it, every shell on it, like one of mitzvahs l'shirin gadol, adds up to one great coat of mail. Af tztaka, tztaka also kol pruta v'klipa mitzvahs l'chesh gadol. Every pruta that you give is mitzvah for a big gig. Like Rabbi Wein says that when kids are little, they're taught, you know, you take a penny out and you put it in the tztaka box, because it's good to get used to putting your hand in your pocket, you know. It's a good custom to get you, even though it's not a lot of money, it all adds up. Rabbi Chanina Omer Machfin, this pasuk says all our good deeds went for naught, because it was like a dirty clothing that was dirty that you want to remove from yourself. So all our good deeds were overpowered by the bad things of his rashes. All tzikas became mias because of our evil. But he compares stucca to a beged. Ma beged zeh koni mirim sarf stucca, just like when in a garment, every thread adds up to one big garment. Af tztaka kol pruta v'klipa mitzvahs l'chesh gadol. Tztaka also, every pruta you give adds up to one big cheshmen. Amai karla ula mishagesh archasidim. So he started off by saying that this young boy who messed up his mother, who perverted his mother, was told Rava this idea that tztaka is compared to clothing, right, or to a coat of armor, to show you that it all adds up to a big garment or to a big coat of mail. Why? It was said by this Ula. Now, why was he called a Maikarla Ula Meshag Shurfsin? Why was he called that? The boy min a following thing happened. Boy min Ravachtaboy Barami Rav Sheshis. Ravachtaboy asked the following kasha of Rav Sheshis. Minayim Mitzorbi Meis Spurosh Metame Adam. How do you know that a Mitzora, while in his days of counting means after he's already been declared clean, right? He's been declared clean and he brought his karbonos and the birds, etc. So he has to wait Zayin Nikim, similar to a Nida, to a Zova, who has to wait Zayin Nikim. He has to wait Zayin Nikim after those 7 days. Then he goes to the mikveh, etc., and he brings in a regular karbon. So in those, how do you know Mitzorah doing this is Matami a person? And he asked him this kash, Rabachti asked this kash, Rabachti says, Omerlo, ho Matam begadim, Matam begadim. Since he's Matame the clothing, he's Matame else, because it says after the Meis Four, he has to wash his clothes. So he has to, and they have to go to the mikveh, the clothes. So since he's becoming Gadam, he's obviously Matami Adam also. Amrlay Dilma Tom Mechaborim Shani. Maybe that's different. The clothes that he has to clean are the clothes that he's wearing. Clothes that he's wearing is different than Stam clothes. Let's say a person who moves an avela, without touching it, goes, Matamagadam. The rules, if you move in a Matamagadam, Vaina Matamayadam, he's not Matamagadam, he's the only Matamagadam that are on him. He's not Matame if a person who moves an avela is not Matame another person. So you can't prove that. Ella, Armalei Ve'ella, Sheretz to Matai Adam Minoan. So he asked him back. How do you know that a sheretz is a mitam person? You say that a mitzora be meisfuro, right? You don't like my proof for why he's mitamei adam. How do you know that a sheretz is a mitam person? Lav mishum tekanon isn't because it's mitamei adam. In other words, if you're mitamei begadam, even wearing, so it's mitamei adam. Amalei sheretz beik. Said no, my sheretz is a fairish pasuk. So Rav Achta be asked the what are you asking a kasha from sheretz? Sheretz is a fairish pasuk. It says o isha sheyiga b'chol sheretz. Or a person that touches the sheretz. It says, a person touches the sheretz is tamei. I don't need to learn out from the fact that it's metamei begadim. It says, okay, what about shechvazel? Shechvazel de metamei adam, how do you know? La mishim de ho metamei begadim, because he's metamei begadim, stam begadim, metamei also metamei adam. Begadim that are stam begadim, if shechvazel touches begad, it's metamei. So male if it touches adam also. On melee again, shechvazel and nami behegiksiv, it's a fair shepasik. In other words, Rav Sheshis is, after he's telling Rav Sheshis, what he asked me, Akasha, I asked Akasha, how do you know that a mitzor of meisfuro is metame odom? So you said it's from begadim. I said, begadim is different. That was the begadim that he's wearing. But begadim that he's not wearing, how do I know? So you asked me back, what about sheretz and what about shech vazer? But those were fairish psukim. Shech vazer nami bediksiv, o ish l'rabas zanegea, to include a person who touches shech vazer. So there we have a fairish apostate. Don't ask me, Kasha, how do you know? It must be because since he's Matam Begadim, he's Tamei Adam, it's a fairish apostate. And when Rav Achdabe said this back to Rav Sheshis, when he told Rav Sheshis, Aharulei Bebdichusi, he made fun of him. In other words, he asked him a legitimate question. How do you know? What's this for? How do you know that a Mitzvah Mesfor is Matam Adam? So he answered him, well, since it's Matam Begadim. Begadim is not the same because those Begadim that he's wearing. I'm talking about, you see that if you're wearing something, that's different. How do you know? And he didn't give me an answer. And then you asked me in return, how do you know sheretz and how do you know shechvazer and metamei adam? Those are fairish psukim. What do you ask me a kash like that? Cholishat Rav Sheshis, when Rav Sheshis was, so to speak, put down by Rav Achdabe, like, what do you ask me a kash? What do you ask me a kash? Those are fairish psukim. It's like an embarrassing, you gave an embarrassing kasha. So Rav Sheshis was embarrassed by the fact that Rav Achdabe sort of was letting him find ishtik. Rav Achdabe, he became dumb. He couldn't talk. Lost his speech, and he lost his learning. He couldn't speak, and he lost his learning. Asa Ime, his mother came. Tosus learns that it's Rav Achdavi's mother, Rav Achdi Barami's mother. Okay, Rav Achdavi's mother came and pleaded the Kabachi Kameh and was crying before Rav Sheshis. Rav Sheshis, look, you, so to speak, you put the hex on my boy here. You know, look what you've done. Tzavcha tzavcha l'ashva. She cried and cried and didn't. He didn't listen. Amrlei, then she said she revealed her bosom. Amrlei, Chazi lahani chadi dematzus minayo. Look at these breasts that you nursed from. Rashi, according to Gantosis, learns that it was Rachdi's mother. Rav Sheshis also nursed from Rachdi's mother. So she says, look at these. You know, have rachmanis on me. Look at my son. You nursed me. You can't be nice to us. Rashi learns that the Ula, Mishagashimu, was Rav Sheshis. Rav Sheshis, I say that it was Rav Sheshis's mother. Right, Rav Sheshis' mother. So Rav Sheshis' mother was crying on behalf. She told her own boy, she's crying to his own son on behalf of Rachdavi. Look what you've done to this rabbi over here. He's deaf and dumb now. You know, look what he's dumb. He can't learn. So look what you've done. So because of this, Ula Meshagash even the Imsa, according to Rav Sheshis, according to Rashi, it's Rav Sheshis. According to Tosus, it's Rav Achdavi. But either way, this was a man who messed up his mother, basically. You know, he perverted his mother because he caused her to be, you know, through him, it was Rav Sheshis who caused his mother to be revealed. In other words, it was the mother, Rav Sheshis, Pirush Rachvainu, Imej Rav Achdavi, Uldidei Kari Ul, he's called Ulam Shagash Imej, Shagaram Leimel Esbazlam Sheshis. He caught by laughing at Rav Sheshis, so, and then Rav Sheshis put the hex on him. So he caused his mother to be embarrassed in front of Rav Sheshis. That's how Tosafot learns. According to Rashi, was Rav Sheshis' mother. Either way, this lady was embarrassed, and Ula, whoever Ula was, whether Rav Sheshis or Rav Achdavi, told this story to Rava, the drasha of tzedakah from clothing that just like clothing adds up, you know, the threads add up, or the scales on the coat of armor adds up, so too the tzedakah adds up. That was the story. Meanwhile, though, okay, so that was the story. So Chazar Eder Masmidai, but Rachman, then Rav Sheshes finally agreed after she embarrassed herself, the Itzi and Rav Achtavi got healed again. But what about the kasha that he asked? He asked a good kasha. Rav Achtavi started by the kasha. How do you know by a Metzor ben Meisfur in the 7 days when he's getting clean, when he's waiting, how do you know he's Metamei Adam? It says washing the clothes at the end of his counting time and at the end of the time when he was absolutely Tomei. Malo Metamei Adam, just like if there's Metamei Adam, Afkam Metamei Adam. So it's based on Xavier Shabbat. Omer Blazer. Got a lesson stuck up a seiser yosi marsha ben. If a person does stuck up a seiser, matan beseiser, quietly, we'll see what that means. But you know, he doesn't know, the ani doesn't necessarily know who he's getting the money from, and he doesn't know who he's giving it to. Greater than Moshe, Dila Moshe exib by Moshe ben exib ki agortim neafachema. I was afraid of the anger and the extreme anger. You know, the anger and the af and chema, to like two words, right? I was afraid of God's anger and his wrath, you know, just to have two different words there, call one anger. Wrath is like worse than anger. The one who gives money quietly, tztaka quietly, will subdue anger, right? And it's mashma, according to this pshat, and Rabbi Lazar's explaining this, and the one who gives, again, shocha b'cheik, he's transcending also, you give it right in the bosom, you give the money quietly, will be stronger than the wrath of Hashem. So that's what Reb Lazar says.
He doesn't mean that, though.
Means what?
Greater than Moshe Rabbein.
Greater, yeah, well, it's like,
he
it's,
mean that,
yeah, though. Well, you know.
I mean, that's...
greater than maybe, let's say, the word Moshe Rabbeinu was in a state of, you know, like at that state, ki agartim ne'afachema. I was afraid of Avchem. In other words, he was lower than Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of the Af and the Chema. The anger and the wrath had Moshe scared, let's say, right? But if you give Matan the Seser, that will overcome the wrath and the anger.
Archbold praises advice.
Says what?
Archbold praises advice.
Oh, give me some question. Are those his words or your words? Never mind. Yeah.
One performs charitable deeds in secret to triumph over the very anger.
Right.
In this sense,
yeah.
Is greater than
Moshe. Yeah, right. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. They have the same question.
Right. Same question. No, the same answer. It's the same answer. Right. That, in the sense that he's over here. Well, pligger of Yitzchak. This is the reason of Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak, af kofa chema, ena kofa. This is the reason of Yitzchak. Another reason, he says that staka will subdue af, will subdue anger, but it won't subdue real wrath. In other words, it's only so great. It's not the greatest, right? Even so, it's greater than the anger that Moshe was afraid of. You know what I mean? Not that much. He says, "V'shocha b'cheik chema aza." What does that mean? He's translating, even though you give tzedakah b'cheik chema aza, still wrath is greater than that. Again, some say that Rabbi Yitzchak said it's called dain shenetol shochet. A judge who takes bribe, maybe chema aza lo, he'll bring great, you know, strong wrath. V'shocha b'cheik chema aza. He's going to cause that to happen. Remember, it's like, person gives even one pruta to a person who gets six brachas. Based on the pasuk, we'll see in the pasuk of alo pros lachmcha. But mafaiso b'dvarim, and if you comfort him with words, mizbarach b'yudal pros, we'll bless with 11 brachas. He goes on
to give the one pruta.
Yes, love the one pruta.
Yeah.
Right. There are different brachas. 1, 6, 11. They're not included in one another. Hanosim prutlani, you give prutlani, mizbarach brachas. Pasuk is alo pros lachmcha. It says if you give the you should break bread for the poor of Aniyabruim Tavi Bayis, even though that means the tax collectors, but it means that's also tzedakah. Because the pasuk goes on, and the pasuk goes on Kisira Aram, when you see a poor person, a naked person, you should cover him up. And here we don't, the Gemara, and our Gemara doesn't list the six brachas, but the Bach does. Because the pasuk goes on there, Ksiv, Oz, if you look at the first in the Aleph and Bach, Ksiv, Oz, Yibaka, Keshachar, Orecha, your light will break out like the morning, Baruchascha, Mehera, Titzmach, and your healing will grow well. V'aloch l'pnech tzekecha, your righteousness will walk. These are all the brachas, the six brachas. V'kavar Hashem yisvecha, the honor of Hashem will gather you in. Except az tikrav Hashem, when you call, Hashem will answer you. That's number five. Tishava v'yomer inen, you will cry to Hashem, you'll pray to Hashem, and He will answer you. Right? So those are the six. V'mafaisa b'varim, back in the Gemara. V'mafaisa b'varim, as Baruch Hu said, the one who comforts him with words will be blessed with 11 brachas. Shenemar. Again, the tafek l'rova l'av shech, when the pasuk goes on, when you give out your heart to the hungry, in other words, you spill out your heart, it means you pacify him. V'nefesh ne'ena tasbia, and you will satiate the soul that's afflicted. And then it says, now he starts to list the 11, but he doesn't list them all. V'zarech b'choshe v'recha, your light will shine forth from the dark. V'afilascha b'tzarayim, and your utter darkness will shine at noon. V'nacha Hashem tamar, Hashem will lead you always. That's like number three. V'zbiya b'tzachachos nefshecha. And even when you are hungry, when there's a drought, let's say when there's a drought, Hashem will satiate you. And then there's a bays there. The bays in the bach takes out the gomer, but the point is that they're not all listed here. Ubanu mimcha, now if you count them, we're up to number four. Ubanu mimcha chavis olam, that you, they will build from you the destroyed areas of the desolate areas of the world, the ruins of the world. Mosdei dover.com, established the foundations of each generation. You will set them up. So he listed here six. He doesn't list all 11. So if you, the pasuk over there in Yeshaya goes on, lists different phrases. There are 11 things total. Even the Agamar only mentions six of them. Omar Yitzchak, Midas of Rod stuck of Chesed Yimtzachayim Chesed Chav. What is that pasuk? Famous pasuk. If you pursue tzedaka and chesed, right? Famous line, we say, ach tova chesed yirdefuni, right? Chesed should run after me. What do you mean? If there's chesed there, why would I run away from it? The answer is people don't even know when there's chesed sometimes, right? It sometimes it has to run after you. So if you run after tzedaka and chesed, yim tzachayim, you will find life. We'll see what that means. Tzedaka, you'll find tzedaka. Now, what does that mean? Mishim derav tzedaka, yim tzedaka. Is yet your reward for giving tzedaka that when you'll be needy, you'll get tzedaka? I'd rather not have that reward. You know, when I give tzedaka, I hope that I'll get money for it. I'll get reimbursed. Not that one day I will get tzedaka myself. What does that mean? Yim if you run after tzedaka, Kadosh Baruch Hu mamzi lo mos v'osman tzedaka. When you give tzedaka, Hashem will give you more money to give tzedaka with. If you really want to give tzedakah, if you give tzedakah with a good ayin yafa and with good intentions, Hashem will arrange it so that you will be able to give it to the poor people who need it, to the poor people, right? To get schar, because again, if you give money, you know, it's like putting on tefillin that have comic strips inside. You know, you might have meant well, but you didn't put on tefillin. If you give money to poor people, right, it might be a good idea to take out a shekel, even if the guy's not poor, just give it to him because it's a good habit. But that may not be tzedakah if he's not poor, not necessarily poor. The fact that he's a Ramai doesn't mean that you meant well, but you didn't give tzedakah. Lapukim, alapukim, better darosh rav, like to exclude from the case of Rav Darosh Rav, might have said, you mukshalim lefanecha. Hashem, Yirmiya asked Hashem, he says, don't help these people, these Jews. They should be stumbled from him when you're angry. Even when they overpower their Yitzhara, and they want to give tzedakah, don't let them. Give it. Let them give it to people who are not roy for it. In other words, sometimes they're not good. These Jews aren't good. Even when they want to give tzedakah, don't let them give tzedakah. Let them give it to fakers who are, and that's not really tzedakah. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar Kala Rog Lasot Tzedakah. If you in the end is to do tzedakah, and if you give tzedakah, Havai and Lo Banim, you'll be zocha. That's what he means by. What does it mean, Yim Tzachayim Tzachayim Chavad? So we said, if you give tzedakah, you'll be zochah to give more tzedakah. He translates, Yim Tzachayim Tzachayim Chavad, that you'll have children who are Chayim Tzachayim Chavad. What does that mean? Havein Labanim, Bali Chochma, who are wise, Bali Osher, wealthy, Bali God, and people who can darshan. Bali Chochma, Yim Tzachayim.
I like your translation better than ours.
I don't know what I just, okay. He will have what?
Sons rather than children.
Oh. What did I say?
Children.
Okay, whatever. I was like, okay. I don't know. Okay. So Balachachma, they said, Yim Tzachayim, Rashi says, Ksiv Gabi Chachma Ki Motsoi Motsachayim. So Chayim refers to Chachma, so you'll have children who are Chachma. Bali Osher, people who are children who are wealthy, the Ksiv Tztaka, right? They will be capable of giving Tztaka. Bali Gada, the Ksiv Chavod, it says honor, right? So who gets honor? Ksiv Chavod, Ksiv Hosam Kavod Chachamim Yin Chalu. They will get the honor, they will inherit the honor of the Chachamim, meaning people who darshan, who balei agada, who darshan, people give them kavod because they you give them musar and you teach them, people give people like that kavod, and therefore, if you give tzedakah, you'll be zocha to children who are wise in Torah, who are wealthy, and who are, or balei agada. Tanya or Meir Omer, yeshal bala din lashivcha. A person wants to be critical and wants to argue with you about Hashem's Torah. Rashi says a rasha or a goy. You know, this is the classic argument. If your God loves the poor so much, why does he make them poor? Why doesn't he give them to eat? If he loves the poor, why doesn't he give them to eat? Amarlo, tell him, this is what he told him. Rabbi, you say, so tell, answer him back, they should need so anu. So we'll be zocha to be safe from Gehenna, as we'll see. Tzaka tatzel mimavas. We'll be safe from Gehenna. In other words, why did Hashem make poor people? If Hashem loves the poor, why did he make them poor? He made them poor to give us the schus to be saved from Gehenna.
Their fault.
Huh? Okay. Whatever the reason is, we don't know all the cheshbonos. But in the general question, why is it their fault? And it's Hashem. That's part of Hashem's grand plan. Maybe they get schar in some other way, or maybe they're paying for the sins of their father. Vazu Shayla Shal Tonus Rubus of Rosh S Rabbi Kiva. Tonus Rubus are asking the same ask Rabbi Kiva the same kasha. Why doesn't he give him food? I'm like they should need salon but I'm so we'll be safe from getting the way. I'm like, Adarabba, Zush Machaivas on that, just the opposite. You're gonna be safe from getting him and giving him stucca? And I said, just the opposite. You should go to Gehenna and forgive him stucca. Why? If God made them poor, who are you to take them out of their poverty? Right? God wanted them that way. Right? Emshalach Marshal, I'll give you a Marshal Mada, Vedoma to what's comparable to Lamelach Mosel Vedoma Shikos Halavot. A king who got angry at his Eved, Machav Shabbat, put him in jail. Vetsiva Lev Shalachil, he told all the slaves there, all his workers, everybody works for Trump, for the king, everybody works for him, and he told them, don't feed this guy, let him starve.
Vishalashko, so
don't let him into the country. Vishalashko, don't give him to eat, don't give him to drink. And one man went and he gave him to eat and to drink v'shkeu. Sheshama Melech, when a king heard about lo kosel, wouldn't he be angry? Right? Wouldn't he be angry? Vatam kriim vatam. And it's a good mashal, you know why? Because they gave an example of the king and slaves, servants, your servants of God. Shenemar kili b'nei Yisrael avatam. So it's a good example. Hashem made this person poor, and he said, obviously he says, I want him to be poor, and what are you going and feeding him for? Hashem should be angry at you, just the opposite. If you feed him, you should go to Gehenna. I'm a Kiva. No, I'll give you a different mashal. I'm Shechel Mashal Ma'adav Redomer. L'melech Basam Shekos Al-Bno got angry at his son, not at his slave, but at his son. He got angry in a moment. He says, don't give him anything to Yisrael. And then a person went and says, I know the king's angry now, but I know he doesn't want his son to starve to death, so he gave him to eat. When the king heard about it, that this guy saved his son's life, won't he send him a gift? Won't he be happy? And we are called sons, so just the opposite. Hashem made him poor for whatever reason it was. Hashem was angry at him, or angry at his parents, or whatever thing was. But Hashem wants us to feed him like a son. Hatzim kriyim banim, kriyim banim. You're right. So Tunis Rupus answering. You're called banim. Would that some of the Jews would know the Torah as well as Tunis Rupus knew it, right? So he said, you're called banim and you're called banim. When you do Hashem's will, hatzim you're called banim. When you don't do Hashem's ratzim, you're called banim. Now you're under my dominion. Obviously, you're not such good boys, and you're called banim. So my mashal should stand. I'm below. Avraham Pasik says, "Hello, pros lavach." But the pasuk tells us, "Feirish, open up your kitchen. Break bread for the poor. Vaniim rudim tavi bayis and bring the poor into the house. Amosaniim rudim tavi bayis aidna." When is again? How did Rashi learn aniim rudim? That means the tax collectors. When are the evil Roman tax collectors collecting for you now? Becoming the pasuk says at the same time, "Hello, pros lavach." So we even at this time, even at this bad time for us, we are still commanded to give. Alms to the poor, give food to the poor.
Is it the simpler answer that it says in the Torah you should give?
That's right. You should right.
Pasuk
right.
It's
right.
there's.
But here, because there, we're talking about money. Here we're talking about food specifically, you understand? Here we're talking about, the whole topic is giving them food, right? That, you know, a guy say the guy's dying of starvation, and you're helping him. And there the pasuk says, that's the pasuk says, halo pros l'rov lachmecha, you know, give him food.
But the charge was, you know,
why are they poor?
What are you doing this for? Yeah, but God also said
Turnus Rupus will say, that's when you have to give poor, when you're in charge. His argument was when you're upon him, but now you're slaves. So he brought a Mariah from the Pasuk that talks about slaves, and we're slaves when we're aniyim merudim. At that same time, lam d'shagai, yeah, he says, he told them that, that Pasuk speaking about when you're banim, now you're avadim. So he's saying, even when we're avadim, we're also commanded to give, to help.
Darsha, the third option, that's a third possible explanation, that God made them poor, simply they would have to depend on charity.
Yeah, so, right. Maybe, yeah. Yeah, okay, they obviously, if they're going to live, they're going to live on charity, right? But that we don't know what God's reasons are. All right, we'll stop here tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick it up from here, from Darush Rebuta Rav Shalom. Okay, more about Tzedakah. Wednesday, hopefully. Yeah.
Some of the eastern countries, like Thailand, British-dominated countries,
yeah.
They don't use this model exactly. They have a much less developed welfare state. Yeah. Less developed